Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Moreau River Valley is experiencing record-breaking flooding on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Reservation. Chairman Harold Frazier is with us this morning for an update on evacuations and more. Chairman Frazier, welcome. Thank you for taking time for South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, thank you for having me and allowing me to be here, so thank you.
You have spent a lot of time personally helping with the evacuations and the preparations. Where do things stand right now? And are we talking about the White Horse community? How expansive is the problem at this point?
Well, right now it's pretty much from where we've seen a lot of the problem is from the community of White Horse going east to the Promise community. And right now, a lot of our families have evacuated. We have about 10 families that still are down there, and it's their homes, and they're kind of hesitant, and they're paying attention, and they're still down there. So far, we have had two choppers. We had to take out two families, evacuate two families from a chopper with choppers. And presently this morning, as a matter of fact, they're developing a plan. There's another family that wants to vacate, and we got a Swiftwater Rescue Unit out of Pennington County that is here today, and we're thankful for them, but they're going to be helping us with that evacuation this morning sometimes.
So for those families who have decided to remain, what kind of communication do you have with them if the situation becomes something they decide they need to get out of?
Well, we got a command center here in Eagle Butte, and we're telling them that's the number to call if you feel unsafe and you want to, you know, whatever, with updates and stuff. So they've been calling here. In addition, their families have called. We also got a command center set up in White Horse, the community, and periodically we have people and staff that reach out and call them and ask them their conditions and so forth. So we're in pretty good communication with everybody.
And do you feel confident that you will be able to access them either via swift boat or by helicopter at some point in the future if needed?
I think so, because majority of the people that are, they're well aware of the area, and they have the ability to, you know, try to help themselves as much as possible. But I do know at some point they're going to need assistance, and I think we're in good shape right now to be able to help anybody that is stranded or in a tough spot.
What other sort of preparations are you making to protect structures or other locations? You know, what can you do, and what really can't you do?
Well, we've been sandbagging with the information we got from the state, you know, where the water level is going to be. There's a high priority. There's a lagoon right outside of White Horse that is in the danger zone. So we've been working, and a matter of fact, that should be completed today with sandbagging. It's a pretty good size lagoon. And also, too, there's about six homes near the river that the families have requested that we sandbag. We're able to get to them at this point, so we're going to be doing that as well. It's just sad and unfortunate that there's some other homes that we're just not going to be able to get there.
What are you telling people about what happens after the waters recede? Is it a matter of, you know, collecting the information about damages done? What's the communication look like now?
Yeah, it's slowly started. It's in the back of our minds. Are definitely the most, you know, besides people's homes and their personal property, one of the biggest problems is going to be our roads and our bridges and our tribal transportation program. They're ready. They're already assessing. As a matter of fact, we've already just, you know, checked the bridge out because it had a lot of ice flowing through, and it was a concern of the state, so we've did a preliminary check on it so far, but we're still going to keep it closed for right now until we make sure it's safe, or if it's not, then we're going to have to get it repaired. But that's going to be the biggest challenge once this is over is our infrastructure. I do know as well is there's one home that has no electricity because of a pole that was knocked over. So right now, I'm kind of thankful that it's a little minimal, but our water company, the Tri-County Mini Washtenaw Water Company, they have, I believe, 4 to 6 areas exposed from the flooding, and they've been monitoring that, but we've been pretty lucky so far that in the area of the Marl River that nobody has lost water yet.
I know you have much work to do, and hopefully we can touch base with you maybe next week on how the progress is going. But let's just close, Chairman Fraser, with your thoughts on what you've seen as you watch people pull together and do the work that needs to be done in a really difficult time and difficult conditions.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I was really, felt really awesome to see a lot of high school students come out, particularly the track team come out and help with sandbagging. Just the community members in Whitehorse, in addition to some of our programs, and it's really been a challenge because to get the sandbags where they need to be because of all the mud, the soft spots, and things like that. So it's been pretty tough, but so far I've seen everyone in pretty good spirits. It makes me feel good that they just keep working hard every day since we started doing this.
Harold Fraser is chairman for the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and he joined us on the phone with an update on evacuations and the rising floodwaters of the Moreau River Valley. Chairman Fraser, thank you so much. We hope to talk to you again.
Yep, thank you.